It's a Mesero Monday. Hello, everyone. John Hansen here. Our guest this month is Jennifer Rosenblum, Senior Managing Director and Wealth Advisor at Mesero. Jennifer, it's good to see you again here in 2025.
It's good to see you too, John.
I haven't seen you since the holidays last year.
I know, it's been a long time.
It was great to chat with you then. We talked about all sorts of ways people can give money to their favorite charities, and now we're going to give it to our kids instead. How about that?
Yes, sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's, I think, what this month is all about. There's always questions of what can I do to help my kid end up with maybe a little bit of a jump start when they are a little bit older with some money already in the in their pocket. Where do you want to start this conversation, Jennifer? Is this something that a lot of parents ask about?
They do. I always start at the plan. I always start at, if we have teenagers that are, let's say, starting to get a job, whether it's babysitting or it's working at Chipotle or whatever it is, we want them to understand there's a plan in place. That first, there has to be a conversation with the parents to say, what are mom and dad going to pay for? What are you going to pay for? Are mom and dad going to pay for your cell phone and your food and the normal stuff? But if you want to go out with your friends and you want to go get a bite to eat with your friends or get a snack or get coffee or something, then you're going to cover that.
You have a conversation about what do we got, what do you got?
Exactly.
So that they can start to build, we all have to build, a budget.
A budget, exactly. And so when you think about your budget, you say, am I saving for one thing in particular? Am I saving for college? Am I saving for a big purchase? Like, you want to buy the next iPhone that's coming out? Do you just want to have spending money? There could be a lot of different things that you're saving for, but I think the most important part is figuring out what that goal is and saying, if I'm making X amount of money, in order for me to reach my goal, I have to save every time I get a paycheck this percentage, whatever that is, if it's 20%, 25%, whatever percent that is. Now, we do have to remember that there are taxes that usually automatically come out of a job that is a W-2 job, like a restaurant or a retail store. Not when you babysit or not when you mow the lawns of your neighbors, but when you have W-2 income, there is going to be some taxes that come out. Usually, you're going to get that money back when you do a tax return. You do a tax return, you'll get that money back in April, most likely.
Essentially, if they make less than the standard deduction,
which is almost $16,000 this year.
Right. Most teenagers are making less than that.
Yes.
So they're not paying federal income tax.
Right.
If it's taken out on the front end, like you said, they'll get it back.
They'll get it back.
And that'll be a nice fun surprise in the next year.
Yes. My kids love that.
Maybe a little bit for Social Security and some other things?
Yes, they do Medicare and Social Security, but it's small.
It's small.
It's small, yeah.
So that's an important point to frame all of this. For a lot of the savings that we want our teens to be able to do, this is money that they are earning, and they're making these decisions.
Yes.
As much as we want to tell them to put it all away in a Roth, although maybe there's some ways to help them out in that regard.
Yes.
It starts with a conversation is what you're saying.
It absolutely starts with a conversation. So one of the goals could be saving for the future. Mm-hmm. Like you said, putting in a Roth IRA, putting money away in something that isn't tied so much to retirement, something like a custodian account, just a regular custodian account. My kids, a couple of my kids have used some of these higher money market funds where they're saving for a down payment for a house, but they funnel money there every month from their paycheck. So there's that type, which is much more liquid and easy to get around. A Roth IRA is really meant for your retirement. And you can put up to the amount you are, the larger of $7,000 or the amount that you earned in a particular year. We actually, to encourage our kids to do this, we said whatever you put in will match. And so I didn't get a whole lot of thank yous, but they did. But it was to encourage them to do that.
One thing you mentioned, the custodial IRA. We were talking about a 401k.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of videos on Instagram and TikTok that say, just pay your kids $5,000 a year if you have the money, or a couple thousand a year. Start paying, and when they're born, they can open up a Roth IRA and save all this money. No, they can't.
They can't.
That has to be income.
It has to be W-2 income. Yeah. Not just, it can't be babysitting or lawn, you know, mowing the lawn. It has to be W-2 income, where you get a W-2 in January that says how much income you got, how much taxes came out, or whatever, what we all know as a W-2. So it has to be a real, it has to be a real job.
And, oh, I didn't know it had to be a W-2 income, even babysitting. Or I guess unless the babysitter company is going to pay you and take the taxes out and do it as a company.
Right. I mean, I guess these days there are babysitting services online that you can go on to, and maybe they do a W-2. I'm not really sure. Or 1099. Maybe they do a 1099.
Does a 1099 work?
Yeah, for sure. That would work too. But it has to be... It has to be income that has been reported.
Yes.
And usually, I mean, I was a babysitter for a long time. Wasn't really reporting my babysitting income.
It was cash under the table.
Yes, exactly. It was cash under the table. Absolutely. So you have to have that income in order to be able to contribute to a Roth IRA or an IRA. And it can't be in the name of the child until the child is 18. At 18, a child can open a Roth IRA. Before that, it has to be a custodial Roth IRA, and then the custodial Roth IRAs actually aren't theirs until they're 21.
Okay.
So I don't, you know, those rules.
I guess this is a long way of saying, if your kid's starting to earn money, that is awesome. That's awesome. A building block for the future. You can work with them on short-term goals, on what they want to spend that money on. You can start having bigger picture conversations. And if you can get it in their heads to open a Roth and to really do something about it, and maybe the carrot is $1 to $1, what Absolutely. You earn will match. Because I love everything about compounding interest, but when I was 16, there's no way I would have put money aside.
Right.
I'm trying to convince my 12-year-old niece to open up a Roth, and it's not a conversation that's going great.
Yeah.
But it starts with the conversation, and then we go from there. Okay. Let's put a pause in this.
Okay.
We'll pick it up on next week. Jennifer Rosenblum from Mesero, 1-877-Mesero, mesero.com.